Yeah, they call it shocks.
Sure.
Shocks of hay. Mm-hmm. Now, years back, people used to do that, but they don't, I say later years, they don't do that anymore. You used to go out there and mow that hay down, let it lay down until, say, about a day and a half, depending upon what type of hay it was. Then you go down and rake it up in windrows. Then we go out there and take pitchforks and shock that hay up in shocks so high. Then you go down and make another shock. Let it sit down in that shock, or it sit there maybe 2 or 3 weeks at a time along that. And it sit there in that shock until you go back there to bait it. Then we would have what you call take a wagon, unload that hay, peel up off the ground and kid to the baler while you're gonna bail it at. Then we had what you call a hay sweet rake. You put a pair of mules to it, or space by wide this room, one mule over here, one over there, and it had prongs on the concern. You just run right on the bottom of that shock of hay, pick it up and go to the next shock until you get about 3-4 shocks on there. Head up there to the baler and head a lever. You let them prong down and you back out of under. And being that the baler would, you know, feed that hay on the baler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's called a sweet break.
Yeah.
Yes. All that is, you can use it for just all your mule bale, or these gasoline presses were stationary before we had the pickup type of bale.
Well, what about the building that you might keep your cows in if you didn't want to have them outside? You'd call that just a...
Cow stalls, stall for your cows. You ought to be have just a shed, you know. Some have separate stalls while you feed your cows. I got a trough built there where you can give them grain in. Then I got a hay rack that goes down to the wall and put that hay in the rack. So you can feed them grain in it. They either throw that hay in the rack and they can't pull that hay out, you know, just by mouthful. To mostly have to pull it half slap like that while they grease their mouth through there. And then they practically eat most of the hay they pull out and they won't put it on the ground, tramp it all on the feet.
What about if you had some horses, would you keep them in a separate building or what would you call that?
Each mule have a stall, and when you start to feed him, they all went in this door. Every mule know his own stall. Just like you know why you slept at his home. And mules was trained, they'll go in their stall.
What about your hogs? You keep them in a...
Well, the hogs, if you have a shed or something for them, they always just go in there, huddle together, you know, and beat up. Maybe you have some straw or something in that bed and keep them laying on the just to make it ground in the winter time. And you put that straw out, they'll make their own bed.
Yeah. What about a farm that you just raised cows on, you know, for milk and butter? You call that what kind of farm?
Dairy farm.
Have you ever heard of you know, before you had much refrigeration, people might take the milk and butter down to a stream or somewhere where it's cool, you know, to keep it so it wouldn't spoil.
Mm-hmm.
What did you call that? Anything?
Well, in our growing up, we didn't have a spring or nothing like that. Mama would have us to take a tube and draw water and then